Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You agree?
I absolutely agree. We got some little bit of breaking news this morning from for the city of Cleveland here.
What is it?
They just got another $69 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation for the Shoreway reconstruction. They're going to turn that into a boulevard. So
100% Route 2 is going to a boulevard.
Yes.
We're doing what they did in Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago had a freeway there, and then they turned it into a boulevard.
So together, remember... The city got little under 60 million earlier before the Browns made their announcement that they're going to build in Brook Park. $129 million in federal money going toward the Route 2 Boulevard conversion project.
So will they still do a land bridge even if the stadium's not there? Will they do a land bridge?
I would think so, but this just came down. The city making the announcement that they secured the money. And I will tell folks this, I don't think this impacts anything when it comes to what the Browns want to do with the stadium whatsoever. But also,
no, to me, it sounds like a great shot in the arm for the city.
Yep.
Because they can sit there and they can envision what the lakefront can actually look like without the giant hunk of a stadium sit there that we use for 15 days a year. So now they can actually develop probably, you know, one of the best places in Northeast Ohio that, if you think about it, other than the fact that they have events there 15 times out of 365 days a year that they can utilize that. So that's great news for the forward thinking folks at City Hall that want to do something positive for the community and take that area and build it up and make it into something that could be great for our city. Much like the leaders who decided, let's put the Science Center in there. Bravo to you. How about the folks that said, hey, that's a great place for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Think about what their new neighbors will bring to a new neighborhood in Northeast Ohio, right there with the beautiful waters of Lake Erie, coming up to the lakeshore.
I still can't believe...
In front of an amazing development that now City Hall has the chance to develop. Develop. Do your best. Let your mind wander. Do something with that land.
I still can't believe Chris Ronayne is telling outlets this week. He, of course, is the Cuyahoga County executive. That the stadium complements the Science Center and the Rock Hall. Are you kidding me? The thing is in the way. It's blocking the beautiful lakefront view. And if it complements it so well, then why is the thing surrounded by parking lots for the last 26 years?
Well, the Mather's there. The USS Mather's there.
I keep forgetting the, yeah. Anyway.
And there's a pretty good Mexican place down there.
$450 million.
Right, that restaurant's good. They have good food there. Yeah.
$450 million in infrastructure projects for the lakefront here that they want to do. They got, as I said, over $150 million raised. That includes Shoreway conversion to a boulevard. You were talking about the land bridge. They want to do a multi-transit hub.
Multi-transit hub meaning what? People are going to actually use?
The red line or whatever that lakefront line or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then also,
is that thing even working? I thought it wasn't working for a while there. They weren't even using it, were they? Through the flats or whatever?
I thought it's working again.
I know. And
some other stuff they want to do down there. But again,
how about a people mover down there? That'd be cool.
Yeah. Great news for the city of Cleveland.
Congratulations.
I'm sure the Browns are giving them a golf clap. But I don't think that they care.
I mean, it's better than, how much? What did you say, $69 million? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's better than using $69 million to fix toilets in a building that you use 15 times a year.
I thought you said $169 million.
Well, the total comes out to $129 million that they got from the feds.
So they should be excited.
In two separate grants.
Forward people thinking at City Hall. There you go, right?
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this going to affect the... like lawsuit that they have against the Browns at all?
No, this doesn't affect anything.
This won't maybe sway
anything,
them?
Getting to Browns games for the final two seasons at Huntington Bank Field on the lakefront going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be a big construction zone.
Yeah, no kidding. What's going to happen there?
So
it's already, I mean, if you try to get even close.
It's already a nightmare to get there.
If you try to get close to the stadium within like 4 hours, Like, first of all, you got to get off at 55th. Let's just be honest with you. Let's take you through this whole thing.
Speak for yourself.
Like, do you realize
I get
that,
off
like,
at East 9th.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
But I also get there 6 hours before kickoff.
I mean, think about this, and bless his soul, Jim Donovan, I remember in the preseason, like, couldn't get into the stadium before the season started because he didn't get off at 55th.
I told you my theory, right? I feel like that people get in a room, and they're like, okay, so the stadium's impossible to get to. What can we do to make it worse?
With that sinkhole, that last game, it was ridiculous. Imagine if that game would have been meaningful. They couldn't close
like the
off.
Way they, yeah, the way they
couldn't close
traffic,
off the
yeah.
exits fast enough that morning to make it. Because I ended up having to do the whole, like, I think I started in Eastlake and ended up in Westlake before I was able to turn around and come back to the stadium because I was like, is Marginal open? Are they going to open Marginal? Or
it's the absolute
worst. Maybe because there's a sinkhole there, they may leave. You know, it's West 3rd, right?
Yeah.
That takes you up there. Maybe they'll leave that exit open for a couple more minutes. It is the biggest, like...
Not only is the building terrible, but getting to the building, believe it or not, is even worse. And every year it feels like it gets worse. The traffic management around it gets worse. Like, they can't get out of there fast enough. And I'm at this point, I'm rooting for it.
And the other thing, too, is, I mean, there's kind of a safety issue. Are we not putting officers and traffic people in the way there? I mean, especially when you're changing the route every other game to try to get in there. I mean, those people have families, and, you know, we're putting them in jeopardy because if somebody just picks up their phone while they're driving, the next thing you know, you got problems down there. Can we think about the safety of our police officers?
Do we really want drunk people walking from the muni lot across East 9th Street while people are driving to games, which is what we've been doing for 29 years? No, the answer you're looking for is no. Do we want people walking from West 6th down to the stadium?
Well, I can tell you in the last game
of the
year.
By the way, those are the closest bars to the stadium. Like, yeah, because, you know, the stadium is such a big economic driver for downtown Cleveland, and losing it would just be absolutely catastrophic to the future of the city of Cleveland. The harm that's going to be done to the empty parking lots. Like, that's going to be the difference. The parking lots will be empty for another 15 days a year. Whoop-de-doo.
Wait, are we not saying that those parking lots couldn't become green space so that we could do something viable with them? Maybe put some businesses down there? Stop. Stop forward thinking. Stop utilizing the lake.
We are this region, as much as I love living here, the biggest problem I have with the political environment here is everybody is stuck in the way it's always been done instead of trying to think of, like, what can we do to elevate? Like, keeping the stadium where it's at and pumping $1.2 billion plus another $700 million over 25 years to keep it running after that is the biggest flushing of money and setting money on fire.
Well, they can use that
I can think
they can
of.
Use that money to fix the toilets.
I just you know, wouldn't you want to recruit Final Fours? Wouldn't you want to
have the
commissioner dangle a Super Bowl to for us to get a dome? Would it, which by the way,
or
that,
the opportunity to host a playoff game?
It's
a college playoff game?
Well, I was gonna say it'd have to be a college playoff game because these are the Browns and hosting playoff games just really is not their bag.
Daryl, please stop, because when I think of the stadium that is on the lakefront right now and all the rich history,
all you think of is gray sadness.
All of those cold days that we would gather the family down and we would go down and watch those historic playoff games in the current stadium, and those playoff games has such great Oh, wait a minute. That's never happened. What am I talking about?
You know what I call the... Do you know what
they
I call
They've hosted zero playoff games in that building. Zero.
Do you know what I call the walk from the stadium back to the parking lot?
We have 26-year-olds that have no... No, 30-year-olds that have no idea... Probably even older than that, right? 30-year-olds that have no idea what it's like to see a home playoff game.
Okay, do you want to know what I call the walk back from the stadium to your car in the parking lots? The Trail of Tears.
The Trail of Tears. What a nice guy you are.
I'm a...
What a nice guy. Hey, can you just... Because we only got a minute here. We'll come back and talk about London in a second. You said Ronan was doing the...
I just got accused of being insensitive. Why? Because people cry on their way back to the parking lot?
No, the Trail of Tears is... actual thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, let's be honest.
Oh, okay.
But
my bad.
Sorry.
I feel bad now because I pride myself on being a history buff.
So I saw Ronan. I saw Chris on, I think it was on Fox 8 earlier this week.
Chris has been on like every media outlet this week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What has he said that's been significant?
Just basically that he's, you know, sticking to his guns, basically.
Did he get the map? Did they give it to him yet?
But yeah, they actually got in a room with him. They met him at
did he talk to people in Brook Park?
No.
Did Brook Park have to remind him that they're still in
the Browns?
Oh, he talked to the Browns. So wait, did we get a map to make sure that the county still knows that? Maybe it's more than Chris, but I'll say this, that I believe, now you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, because I've lived here, I don't know, more than 50 years of my life. I think it's about 50 years, a little less than 50, right? That I think, and I don't know, I took like a local civics class or something at Hoytoy, that Brook Park is, well done, by the way, Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County. Is it still here?
It's still here.
It didn't get annexed to Lorraine or Summit or something like that?
The one thing that I think Chris has a legitimate concern about, aside from the potential taxpayer dollars involved, is the oversaturation of these high-end upscale developments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Legacy Village. We have Crocker Park. You know, Dan Gilbert's about to do the riverfront. That, by the way, he's not building homes for poor people. He's building homes for people that can afford it.
Wait, I mean, is that on the... And I just want to make sure, because I never really looked at it.
Where the casino was supposed to be built.
So that's one of the few little spots in the state of Ohio that's zoned
so
casino
get,
and table gambling.
I've not been able to find this out or
it
confirm
won't be used
this,
for
but
that?
If you get an apartment on the riverfront, you might be allowed to have slot machines. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, no, you might be able to play table games.
Well, that
which you
too.
Can't do anywhere else, right? So, I mean, there are so few casinos in Ohio where you can play table games. I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Take all that land, put all those apartments and condos in there. Can we give the other casinos in town the option to have table games? Can we get to that point yet? Because the small, tiny area that was passed for an actual... Wasn't the casino down here supposed to be temporary? Does anybody remember that? That's a temporary casino.
Yeah, but it's now the permanent casino. And they've done a beautiful job with it. Okay. You even get an enclosed walkway over to the garage.
All right, let's talk about London. See that when we come back. Also, Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20. So a lot of stuff to talk about. I really want to get into Ohio State today. And I'm a little concerned about your meeting with one of my relatives last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. 216-474-0092. He is Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Baskin and Phelps. Back after this.